Don't you love podcasts? You can literally listen wherever you are. Someone left us a review saying that they listen at the gym. So if that's you right now, pick up the pace and one and two and three and four and five. And the show is going to start now.
Why am I sweating?
It is the time of the week where we quickly go over all the big headlines happening in the world right now.
Oh, like, I didn't know we did that.
We do it every week, starting this week.
Okay.
Out of British Columbia, a family came back from their vacation to discover a goat had moved into their home.
Like, greatest of all time?
So they adopted the goat and named it Gordo.
Wait. Oh,
Alexis, chubby. Need your hot take on this. Fire or no fire?
Fire! A goat can move into my house anytime.
Oh. Yeah, until it eats all your clothes.
Also, they named it Gordo, which is Spanish for fat.
Yeah,
so.
That's the old chubby.
It's a fat goat.
They eat a lot. Okay, back off the goat.
Next, a report on ideal watch size found that many men believe they have small wrists, so they tend to prefer smaller watches. Alexis, men with baby wrists, fire or no fire?
Probably no fire, just not really small things on a man, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways.
You know what they say about a guy with small wrists? Jose?
Probably small. Am I allowed to say this?
No.
No fire.
Let's just move on.
I would go with cheaper watch. Yeah. Cheaper watch.
That's it.
New York Post says French bulldogs are now the most Instagrammable dogs.
Oh, they really are.
Over 37 million Instagram posts with the hashtag French bulldog now exist.
Is that because the dog's popular or because the Instagram people are so obsessed with French bulldogs?
True. It's the Instagrammability of the dog. Alexis, all other dog breeds should be banned from Instagram. Agree or super agree?
Probably super agree.
Super.
I like Frenchies.
Wow. No. Right. Like the dogs.
You live with the dog.
Yeah.
That's just like, I don't post her on Insta. Wow. Not Frenchie.
Well, she's
finally,
like,
a 65-year-old man in New York broke into a local daycare, stole a bunch of diapers and formula, and left behind a note calling himself Baby Danielle.
What?
Okay.
Man later got arrested, admitted to doing it, and says he was, quote, working through some stuff.
Yeah.
Alexis, gut instinct, has Brooke dated him?
Yes. Immediately yes.
Definitely. All right. Those are your top headlines for the day with Alexis's Gen Z take. Let's move on to the shot caller question of the day and the most Instagrammable person on the morning show and Brooke's future father-in-law, Digital Jake.
Digital Jake.
Second thing, definitely.
Yeah. Take it away.
For centuries, scientists have tried to answer the question, who is smarter, men or women?
Ooh.
And
no question.
While the evidence is pretty clearly in favor of one gender, I won't say which one, but I think we all know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah. The girls, yeah.
No, what are you talking about?
Today, we're going to do our own experiment in a special Battle of the Sexes, men versus women, cap or no cap. The same rules apply, but Jose and Jeff will be on one team, and Brooke and Alexis will be on the other.
Okay.
Boys versus girls.
You'll have 15 seconds to answer for your team. The duo with the most correct answers will be declared the superior gender once and for all.
Finally.
This is going out in history, guys.
Yeah.
We'll start with the team with the biggest disadvantage, Brooke and Alexis.
Okay.
Right. Wait, why is that?
I mean, it doesn't say on my sheet why.
There are too many men in this room. I can tell you that right now.
Brooke and Alexis. Question one. There's an ATM on every continent on Earth. Cap or no cap?
Alexis would probably be the expert on this.
Yes. Well, I don't know. Remember, we found out recently there's no McDonald's on Antarctica, so.
No, that wasn't breaking news for anyone but
you.
There's a lot of, I mean, there's some pretty big research facilities there. And
yeah.
Like, now it's really become such a tourist hub, right? And I imagine there's a lot of ships that go down there that you can, like, tour Antarctica.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I assume that there's probably not a lot of good Wi-Fi, so I bet there's not a lot
of
credit card
machines. That's a good point.
You can't
do Venmo either. If there's no Wi-Fi.
I think it's no cap.
Okay, I agree.
This is for all of the women listening, too.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a bunch of penguins in line in an ATM?
Yeah. So,
they said no cap, and it's no cap.
Yeah!
There's two at McMurdo Station in Antarctica.
There you go.
Hey, look at that.
Over to the men. Beer pong was invented in the 1950s.
Oh.
Cap or no cap?
Huh.
Interesting.
Huh. I don't know if those, like, little balls were invented back in the 1950s.
Ping pong balls? Yeah, bro. Ping pong's been around forever.
I thought you were trying to make men look smart here, Jeff.
Yeah.
Those little balls?
That was my point, where, like, ping pong balls have been around for a long time.
What about
Red
Solo?
I don't know why it feels like a new invention to me.
okay, we're going to disagree slightly here, and this is not good for us, but I think that it was an old invention, but it didn't get popular until the last, like, 20 years.
Am I sick of men arguing or what?
No, we're calmly talking. You girls are not going to do this.
Having a civil discussion.
Explaining our emotions. We're not upset at each other.
Going to need an answer soon.
What do you think?
This is so boring.
I'm going to divert to you, bro.
I think that someone invented it, but it wasn't cool until recently, so we're going to say no cap.
They said no cap. It's no cap.
Yes! Nice. See,
that's
we trust
how
each
men
other.
Talk okay. things
we
out.
We trust each other. We love each other. And we, and yes.
All
I
right.
Love this.
Oh, okay.
Kiss
we
after
bond.
This is done.
Oh, frat sure
brothers
kiss.
At Dartmouth College. Measured beer pong. On the round two.
Dartmouth.
Back
okay.
to the ladies.
All right.
Yay. Ooh.
Processed cheese was invented in Kraft, Ohio. Cap or no cap?
Oh. I know the answer. I wish we would have got this question.
Okay. To go into the cheese expert, Jose, mm-hmm. is there a Kraft, Ohio?
I don't know.
Well, they have Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's true.
You know? It, or is it named after Robert Kraft, who owns the Patriots, right?
Oh, correct. Yeah. Well, that's right.
No bonus points for her knowing the team owner of one team.
Sketchy football references here.
I'm going to say it's no cap, but
yeah,
I don't really know.
Yeah, I'll say no cap.
They said no cap, and it's cap.
Oh, too bad.
The processed cheese was invented in Switzerland to lengthen the shelf life of cheese shipped across the ocean.
Oh, that makes sense.
All right, boys, got to get this one right to win.
Okay.
Spread across an entire lifetime, most people spend an average of 1 year sitting on the toilet.
Mm.
Cap or no cap?
Oh.
Dude, I think it's like 10 years.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I have to defer to the toilet expert on the show, Jose. I feel like you've spent a whole year just this year alone.
Yeah, see, I'm not your average toilet sitter, though.
I feel like all men like to stay in a little bit longer than they need to.
But they didn't say men's average. They said people. You guys, you're excluding half of the population.
And girls, like, they go in and out, bro. They're so productive. I don't understand.
Yeah, me either, because they all take a trip together when they go to the bathroom.
I know, they don't even go. I think they just go and gossip and then come back out.
I think it's more than a year.
I think it's more. I agree with you. I think it's cap.
Okay, let's go cap.
We're going to say cap. We're going to trust each other like men do.
They said cap, and it's no cap.
Oh, man.
On average, it's a whole year, which means we got to go to a tiebreaker question.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, how does this work?
Final question. First group to answer this correctly wins.
Okay.
Just blurt it
Lightning
out.
Round.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Alaska has more caribou than people. Cap or no cap?
Buzz
cap.
In.
No cap.
No cap.
Wait, did you buzz in? Is that what you yelled?
Slap the table.
Why did you yell?
The buzz threw me off. Jeff, you yelled first. What did
Seriously?
You yell?
There should be a buzzer.
I yelled cap.
Jeff yelled cap. Brooke, what did you yell?
No cap.
It's no cap.
Yeah. Oh.
There are over 600,000 caribou and only a few 100,000 Alaskans. So the ladies
job,
win.
Ladies.
You should really know your roadkill stats better, okay?
That's on me.
So I guess we're both going to touch the shock while we get shocked?
Yeah, let's do that
let's
together.
Do a,
and we're going to be singing
shock.
No Scrubs by TLC.
Oh, we are scrubs.
Classic man
this.
Song.
Yeah.
Here we go.
No, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me.
Oh,
I
didn't even get to hang out the
Yay,
passenger.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
That was a boys anthem. Girls. Girls rule today with the shock collar question of the day.
We took the shock on purpose because we're strong.
Okay. That's what gentlemen do.
We are strong.
Okay. It's a shock collar.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Every comic book superhero has a secret identity.
Mm.
Like Peter Parker, Tony Stark, Clark Kent.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one thing that they all have in their normal person disguises?
One syllable last names.
No.
Glasses?
Oh. Big glasses.
Hey,
which
I
made me
it out.
Realize, Brooke?
Wait a minute, Brooke.
Could it be?
Don't say that.
And hers are huge. I know. She's a giant superhero.
Really trying to disguise herself. Now's your chance to show the world who you really are, Brooke. Go ahead. Read our minds.
I'm a stigmatism woman. No.
She takes off her glasses. She actually has really good eyesight.
That was my.
You don't have? Is that it?
Yeah, or Magnify Lady. I can't think of what my superhero name is going to be.
You don't have powers?
I don't have any. I mean, I'm really, I try to be kind to people.
Oh.
Okay.
That's very powerful in this world.
Very good at it, by the way.
All right, well, I guess she's just a regular middle-aged woman with terrible vision.
Please don't say middle-aged. I do not like that.
Sorry,
I am not there yet.
It's disappointing. No superpowers here, so.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm a great mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
I literally made two people. Like, isn't that superpower enough?
Yeah, there's women that make like eight, so. Okay, well, I guess.
That's just excessive.
We're just going to have to do an old-fashioned, non-telepathic version of what's on your mind then, coming up.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Brooke.
Bye.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
So, let me get this straight. Peter Pan sneaks into bedroom windows at night to take children away from their homes and fly them to Neverland.
Yes.
And somehow Captain Hook is the bad guy for trying to stop him?
Yeah.
Sorry if I'm hashtag Team Hook on that one.
Yeah.
But
when you put it that way.
I guess we're entitled to different opinions, especially during this segment. What's on your mind? Where we go around the room and starting with Brooke. Brooke, what's on your mind?
Well, speaking of children.
What's going on?
So I am assistant coaching my son's Little League team.
Aww.
Okay.
Cute. I love it.
And I have told everyone, join the team. It'll be so fun. All his little friends. Well, one friend followed through. Mm-hmm. And I love this kid. He's so rad.
Oh, no.
I hit him with a baseball, you guys.
He's not very good, is he?
I was playing catch with him, and it hit him not once, not twice, three times. I hit him three times with a baseball, and he's so tough, and he's so sweet, and it's like hit him in the clavicle, and then it hit him in the shoulder. And so finally, I'm like, why don't you play with my son? You play with Alder. Thinking, this is going to solve the issue.
Yeah, same skill level.
Alder throws once and just beams the kid in the head.
Oh!
Just like mommy taught him to. I mean, shouldn't you be lightening up on your throws a little bit? Like toss it underhand a few times?
Yeah.
I'm not throwing fastballs at him.
Really?
Like, we're also not here playing pass, okay? It's baseball, Jeff. You got to learn sometimes.
This kid's going to go home to us, and parents are going to be like, why are there bruises on your body? And he's going to be like, Coach Brooke.
Yeah.
He's been hitting me.
Well, that's true.
You're like conditioning
him. That's true. And I'm hoping that out of all of this, he becomes some like star player that joins the major league.
Wow.
And then I become, you know, his inspiration
in life.
Yeah. I don't know that that's going to happen, but I think I need to work on my coaching skills.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, kid out there. Yeah. More bruises.
We'll look for that ESPN 30 for 30 story about his old coach. Jose, what's been on your mind?
So you guys know how busy I am. My weekends are super packed.
Are you being sarcastic?
Yes. Relaxing.
So much going on.
Right? And so to keep that vibe going, I made a big decision recently.
Ooh.
And I have decided to hire a maid service.
What type of maid service are we talking about? Are we doing maid service or the fun type?
I think we call it housekeeping now.
Yeah, that's good. Okay.
Service.
Well,
that was why.
Well, they call themselves a maid service, but we call it housekeeping.
Okay.
Look, we all know my place isn't that big, but if you can just like sweep the floors, you know, clean the counters while I'm playing video games.
Do you leave or do you just let them clean around you? You like lift up your feet and let them vacuum underneath.
My complex lets them in, but it's at their convenience, so I could be home.
Oh, okay.
You know, because we get home early in the afternoon.
You could just be taking a nap.
Change the sheets. Don't wake me.
They do that table trick where you pull the tablecloth out and someone's still in there.
I would so let them do
That'd
that.
Be worth the money.
So I'm going to have a very clean apartment, finally, even though I never have people over, and I never do anything.
Sounds like totally worth it.
$2,000 well spent. Yeah. Good job, Jose. Alexis, what's been on your mind?
So recently, like a few weeks ago, I decided I was going to teach myself Spanish.
Why?
Just because, like, why not?
How do you teach yourself if you don't know the language?
On an app. Because I'm on my phone so much anyways. Okay. I'm like, I'm going to get an app. Okay.
Yeah, I tried that for a hot minute,
too. So I hit, like, a two-week streak on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'm going to tell my friends now that I'm not as embarrassed.
Yeah.
And because some of them know it, and maybe they can, like, speak it with me, you know?
Okay.
So I told them to quiz me. And then that's when I realized I don't know anything. Like, I only learned how to say, like, items, not, like, conversation topics.
Well, you only did it for 2 weeks.
Yeah. So, and then I was testing with them, and I was trying to tell them I eat apples, because I can say that really well.
Yeah.
How do you say it?
But they said I wear shoes, is what I said to them.
Wait,
so, like,
is it zapatos, shoes, and manzana is apple?
Yeah, it is manzana.
Okay.
See, I knew it. I did learn something. Anyways, I just feel like, I feel like 2 weeks, I'm kind of, can just say I drink milk and I drink water. and I'm a woman. And that's what I learned.
Okay.
I thought you'd be a little more proud.
She's a milk drinking woman.
Yeah, I am.
Congratulations. Just walking around Mexico. Hi, I eat apples.
Yeah. Worst foreign language app advertisement ever.
Yeah, don't even tell us what the app is.
Okay, we don't want to know.
All right, Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
Well, we've been all working together for so long now that I'm not surprised anymore when Brooke says something cold and completely insensitive about people.
Yeah,
so
yeah, like I just,
what did I say? I didn't mean to beat the kid up. Right. It was an accident.
I mean, I just kind of expect it now. But the other day, I was shocked by something that she said in the producer's booth.
What did I say?
Not with anybody else around.
Brooke, what did you do?
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to ask Brooke politely that you please don't interrupt me during my retelling of the facts.
Okay, so here's the thing. Whenever you say that means the next 2 minutes of your talk is going to be utter lies.
Brooke, this is what's on my mind, not what's on yours.
Okay, spill your conspiracy crap.
Brooke
okay.
was explaining that she has a trip planned coming up here,
yes.
but they changed her flight times.
They did.
Okay. Brooke's response? Call the airlines and demand that they change it back.
No way.
The audacity. Don't answer me, Brooke.
I called the airline to see if there was another option.
You told them to change the flight back to their original time, thinking that you are more important than the other 272 passengers that have booked the
flight.
Listen,
I did not
answer me, but where do you get off?
And I did not tell them to do that, but I will say, this whole flight change thing that they keep doing to people is BS. That's
but
why
Brooke
I called
says,
to
I
see
I paid
if-
the fare. Now I run the plane schedule. I'm in charge of the pilots and your stewards. They all
You're
work
so
for
dumb.
Me now.
Do you know who I am?
Alexis, can you believe that she did that?
Yes.
No, you can, yes. So, anyway, what's the takeaway for any of our listeners at home?
Yeah.
Don't travel the same time Brooke is having her vacations, because she runs the airlines and nobody else gets a say.
Or do travel with Brooke. Yeah, you'll leave on time.
That's what's been on our minds. Text in 78592. Tell us what's been on yours. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Getting a lot of texts coming into 78592 with people telling us what's been on their minds because we just shared what's been on our minds.
Yeah.
And someone wrote in, I texted in a while back about how my husband and I were trying to get pregnant.
Aww.
And now I'm 8 months pregnant and ready for it to be over.
Congratulations.
That's so exciting.
They say, love your show.
Oh my God, she's peeing so much right now.
Yeah, she wants it to be done. Brooke, any advice on how to induce early labor for a woman?
I have nothing. I have nothing. The children are in charge now. You just have to let go of control.
It's all over.
Yeah.
Enjoy
just keep
it.
Keep on peeing, Brooke says. Yep.
This text says, hey, this is Amanda. I wish it would be illegal for people to have to work before 8 a.m., especially with a child who wakes up constantly in the middle of the night.
I'm with
that
you.
Must be tough.
I am with you.
Yeah, we're going to sign that petition right now.
Uh-huh.
Send it over this way.
The show now starts at 8.
And someone else wrote in, hi, Brooke and Jeffrey. Whichever one of you guys reading this, I was wondering if by any chance you knew John. Nope, don't know John. Don't know any Johns. I already asked everybody on the show.
I know a couple.
I do too.
Yeah.
Intimately.
But no, not that John.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know him.
Oh, a different John.
We had an intern named Nervous John.
Yeah. It's not that John.
No, not him. So keep your text coming in 78592.
Yeah.
Tell us what's been on your mind. Laser Stories is coming up next. It's the radio segment that's launching a new Italian food for blue-collar men called lasagna. It's lasagna so hard you have to cut it with a chainsaw.
Oh, I get the saw now.
Yeah.
First, microwave it for 4 hours, then pull that ripcord and cut that bad boy open. And enjoy it while listening to Laser Stories.
No oven necessary.
The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. And those other rigatoni jabronis just jumped. This first Laser Story.
Oh, man, I want to go to Italian food.
It's out of Kansas. The other night, cops pulled over a man driving at an unusually high rate of speed. That person was none other than 28-year-old Billy Cooter.
Oh my God. I don't know. I mean, I don't know that I could.
Call him William to make
him never be a Mrs. Cooter.
No. Cops knew Cooter, though. He'd been arrested before twice for evading. But this time, he immediately pulled over, rolled his window down, and waited for the officers.
That's nice.
When they walked up, Cooter had a big smile on his face and handed them his driver's license and a get out of jail free card.
Oh, yeah. All right, Cooter.
Not a euphemism either. Yeah. There was an actual orange get out of jail free chance card from the board game Monopoly. And it looked so worn, dumb. So Cooter probably had it in his wallet for a while, just waiting to do this.
This is awesome.
And that's when police told Billy the bad news, then shared a photo of it on Facebook and said, unfortunately, the state of Kansas does not recognize this as valid documentation. Points for the effort and humor, though.
Yeah. Do you think he was trying to use Monopoly money all around town, too?
Possibly. You know? In the end, ironically, he did get a ticket for $200, which is the exact same amount you get for pass and go in the Monopoly game.
What a coincidence. Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Austin. There's a 32-year-old guy named John Daniel Banks, and he was staying in a building without permission. So technically, he was squatting.
Yep. Oh, boy.
He apparently had a bed, but no stove, and that was a problem for John, because he had a hankering for some nachos.
Sounds so good.
I feel you, John.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how did he make them? First, he lit the bag of chips on fire to cook the nachos, which was admittedly an odd choice.
It doesn't work like that.
I'm concerned they're flammable.
Yeah.
Well, before John could add the cheese, flames spread to his bed.
Not his bed.
Oh, no.
John.
He claims he tried to put out the fire, but eventually left.
Yeah. He just left.
No. So, too hard. And when he came back, the second floor was completely engulfed.
No. Oh, my God.
Why would you just leave?
And then go back.
Well, and then he's like, how did that happen?
Yeah, what?
Firefighters managed to put it out, not before it spread to the roof of a building next door that just went through a multi-million dollar renovation last year.
Oh, no.
Everything inside that building was ruined by smoke and water damage.
Yeah.
Luckily, no one was hurt, and they do have insurance.
Good.
The firefighters estimated the damages at around $1 million.
Yeah.
So,
next time, buddy, just go to like 7-Eleven. Get you some nachos from the nacho bar.
Yeah, that's true. You know?
John is facing arson charges and up to 10 years in prison now. Yeah. He did ask deputies if he could make a special request for nachos in jail, though.
Oh, yeah.
They said, maybe.
Oh.
I mean, it be like that, though. When you're craving something and you don't get it, you're still, like, days later, like, God, I still want that.
This next laser story is out of Plastic Surgery Central. Researchers at the University of California, Irvine, scanned the brains of 10 women before and after they got Botox in their forehead. The point was to see how their brains reacted to other people's facial expressions.
Wait, other people with Botox or just
with
normal
people without Botox, can they understand their emotions while they have Botox?
Why would that?
Yeah.
So each
I'm going to go with yes, they can.
Each one was shown photos of happy, angry, or neutral faces, and they had to guess the emotion being expressed. And it turns out they were worse at it after they got Botox.
What?
If your face is paralyzed, you have a hard time understanding other people's facial expressions.
She's so like, this girl's mad at me. No, that girl's also mad. No, she's not happy.
So does it like leak into your brain or something?
Well, I've never been a fan of putting botulism in your face. But
a lot of people do.
I know. Good for you.
They think it's because of something called the facial feedback hypothesis.
Yeah.
The idea that we subconsciously mimic people's facial expressions to help us interpret them. And their theory is Botox prevents the muscles in your face from doing it as well, and that makes you worse at reading emotions in general.
For
example, Brooke, looking at me right now, what's my mood?
I don't know.
I'm happy, Brooke.
Yeah, he's very happy.
I'm very happy.
I don't do Botox.
Brooke, I think you're very
happy. Sure?
Yeah.
Maybe you've done so much Botox that you don't even know what you've done anymore.
I've never done Botox.
Maybe lay off the tox a little bit.
I don't know that this is a bad thing. It's a lot taking on other people's emotions and understanding them all the time. Maybe it's nice for these women to have a break.
You're going
to
think everyone's mad at you.
Or you're just going to think they're happy. Or you're just not going to care.
Yeah,
anymore.
That's great.
Or you're
when
so much Botox, you're going to be like, I don't even see people anymore.
I'm just living.
It makes me scared for raising your kids with not understanding their emotions.
Me? I don't have Botox, Jeffrey.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We keep forgetting.
Look at this line.
This next laser story is out of Big Sniffer headquarters.
Whoa.
Next time you're stuck on a bus next to a sweaty guy who stinks, please thank him for it.
Because
he's doing the world a great service.
No, you guys... I walked down my hallway the other day past somebody, and the entire hallway smelled like BO. I felt so bad for this guy.
I'm going to tell you why this is a good thing. Because a new survey found getting a nice big whiff of somebody else's body odor might help you with your social anxiety.
Who needs to smell my pants? Anybody? I'll volunteer.
For some strange reason, researchers in Sweden had 48 socially anxious women sniff samples of people's armpit sweat. And surprisingly, surprisingly, it helped to calm them.
Really? Double rainbow. Oh my God.
Just like human pheromones or interaction. And
they went through mindfulness therapy as well, which helped out a little bit.
Oh. Yeah.
That alone cut their anxious feelings by 17%. But when they also smelled a stranger's BO, their social anxiety dropped by 39%.
Run home away from people.
So more than twice what the therapy did alone. And some of the sweat was taken from people while they watched a funny movie.
Mm-hmm.
Other samples were taken during scary movies. But both types of BO from homeless people seemed to have a calming effect on them overall.
That's why everybody's so calm in the studio.
So this is going to be a celebrity trend now. Like, come get our smelly massage. Yeah. We put BO all around the room. While your Botox face gets rubbed.
As you're laying in the massage table instead of them putting aromatherapy
on you.
It's just some big guy with his hairy armpit.
Oh, that's not oil. That's sweat.
That's
in
Gwyneth
that jar.
Paltrow's new goop sweat.
Yeah.
What am I smelling right now?
Oh.
Oh. It's the sweat off of a turtle's shell.
Oh, are you feeling very social?
For some reason, it's making him more anxious.
Oh.
Wait.
Oh, that's exciting.
Oh, hold on. He's,
he's not
actually, he's a lot better now. That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
If you're on a hot dinner date, but you notice the person sitting across from you has something stuck in their teeth.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Is there a way to handle that delicately without completely embarrassing them?
You gotta say something.
You think you want to point it out?
Yeah, just maybe like you just go right there.
Or do you tell the waiter to reach in there while they're clearing the plates? Subtly. Or do you go the easy route, pull out the shop vac you have in your purse? No, keep talking. Everything's fine. So open a little wider. Oh, so, yeah, you like to scrapbook, huh? Tell me more about that. Got it. Anyway.
Who are you out with?
Where were we?
Tiny piece of lettuce?
So,
why is the scrapbooking weirder than the shop vac?
Well, if you're ever in that situation, don't group chat about it with your friends.
Oh.
Come on to our show and tell your story to the masses.
Oh, yes.
We have more embarrassing ones just like that when we do a brand new Battle of the Tinder Dates coming up at 7:10.
Two hopeless daters. One dating app that dares you to swipe right. The question is, whose love life is more tragic? It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
It's the dating game show that encouraged Prince Charming to go on, kiss that sleeping girl.
We did not. That is not true, Jeff.
It worked
not
out in the
true.
End. It's
Does
Battle.
Not age.
No.
Tales do not age.
No.
Well.
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates, where two of our listeners go head-to-head to find out whose dating life is the most tragic. We'll explain the rules in just a second, but first, let's meet today's contestants.
Okay.
In this corner, he always takes his dates to a restaurant where two of his exes are servers, just so he can watch the fireworks happen.
Wow.
It's Brave Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
Very brave.
You managed to date half of a restaurant. That's amazing.
Just like the cooks do.
Yeah.
And in the other corner, he's the first person in the world to ever get a degree from an accredited university for a PhD in ghosting.
Wow.
Gonshawn.
Yeah, that's impressive. Well, you just don't show up for class, right? Like, that's how it works?
What's up, Sean?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Right, here's how the game works. One contestant's going to start by telling one of their worst dating stories. The other will try and counter with a nightmare story of their own. We're going back and forth for three rounds till we declare a winner. We're going to kick things off with Brave Dave. Go.
So I met this girl who was a comedian, or at least I thought she was. Yeah, she was funny at first, but then she wouldn't stop making jokes all night.
Oh,
like she ought to turn it off.
Trying material out on you.
Yeah, and like while we were trying to make out, 3 times he grabbed my boxers and tried to give me a wedgie just to be funny.
Oh.
Oh.
I thought you meant stand-up comedian. I didn't realize you meant junior high comedian.
Interesting.
give me a kiss. Yeah. Pie to the face.
Yeah. Romance has changed. Gone, Sean. You're up.
All right. I got a better one. So I brought this girl back to my place. And before I did, I texted my sister to tell her to stay at her boyfriend's house. Because I live with her.
Oh, okay.
You didn't want her to hear it?
Okay. Yeah.
That's up to you, man.
I think it'd be weird, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
So my date, she stayed the night, right? And the next morning, we're going to go to breakfast. And then she starts going through my sister's room and starts going through her closet looking for something to wear.
Oh.
Oh, that's a little intrusive.
Oh, my God. I feel like this person's been my roommate before.
I was like, no. Stop that. Get out of there.
Yeah.
She's like, what's the difference? Eventually, we're going to be sisters-in-laws anyway.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Wow. You got a stage 5 clinger on your hands.
Yeah. Gosh.
Oh, my God.
Gotta go.
Yeah.
Brooke, you don't borrow your sister-in-law's stuff?
No.
We're matching.
Yeah.
Round 2. Dave, back to you. Get it.
Okay, so this girl invited me to play pickleball with her.
Okay.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah, so we get to the courts, and a cute old couple asks us to play with them in doubles.
All right.
Aww. Oh, wow.
So we start playing, and my date yells at me that I'm going too easy on them.
Oh. She wants you to take down the senior citizens. She's a little competitive.
Yeah. She, like, gets in my face and tells me, if you want to win, aim low because they can't bend very well.
She's savage. I like her.
I love it.
It's a smart play.
And did you?
Nah, look, I had to apologize to the seniors. And I just had to leave because she was just too intense.
Oh, man.
Wow. I mean, you didn't want any broken hips on the court, okay?
She's right. You are a chump.
Yeah.
Sean, you're on the ropes here. You got to hit back.
All right, this one's weird. So I spent the night at a girl's place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She warned me she was a sleep talker.
Oh, no.
Creepy.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And sure enough, about 10 minutes in, laying down, she starts having a conversation.
Oh, that's so strange.
I can't really hear what she's saying, but she's laughing a little bit. She's giggling. I'm like, all right, this is ridiculous. So I go to wake her up, and I see she's laying with her phone on her ear and actually talking with her long-distance boyfriend.
No!
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, God, she was...
She's a nighttime talker, not actually a sleep talker.
Oh. He's like, hey, tell him what's up. All right.
Oh, wow.
On to the third and final round. Gentlemen, we need your best stories here. Brave Dave, what do you got?
I got you. So I was at a girl's place, and I made the mistake of telling her I had a date the next day.
Oh, that's rude.
You are Brave Dave,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
She didn't seem, like, too mad because she offered me to give me a massage, right?
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I thought she was just trying to, like, step it up a level, being flirty.
Yeah, your next girl won't do this for you.
Yeah, well, it turned out that the lotion she was using on me was fake tanning lotion.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, that's evil brilliant.
That is brilliant.
And it set in really slowly. And by the next day, when I woke up, I was orange.
Oh,
she's like, let me get your face.
Just on the shoulders and neck, too.
No. Oh, just like, let me open up your sinuses.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Imagine the streak.
Sean, dude, you got your work cut out for you here. Last chance.
All right, so this girl asked me to do a Peloton workout with her, right?
Oh.
So we're side by side. We're doing a class when she starts crying while she's pedaling.
Oh, no.
Hey.
Did the instructor tell you to cry at that point? Because you're supposed to follow what they say.
Honestly, I don't blame her. I cry when I do cardio. Yeah. Too. It's awful.
Oh, see, that's what I thought, too. I was like, oh, it's just hard. So I was like, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, I'm just going to keep going. And I was like, okay. Ooh. And more tears and bawling. And I'm like, what's going on?
Is it like the music is triggering for her or something?
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was. So I was like, what's going on? And she points to the screen and says, the Peloton coach was her ex.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
She was dating a hottie. Those guys are really attractive.
Why is she taking this class still, though?
No, she says it, like, motivates her to get a better body.
Revenge body. Wow.
Okay. I'm going to have more abs than you someday.
That final bell means the match is over. We've got to score this, judges. So, Alexis, who wins?
I'm going Dave because I know how bad an orange tan can be.
Oh, my God.
One for Brave Dave.
Dude,
Brooke?
Orange Dave for me, too.
Okay.
changed his name. Sorry.
Congratulations, right. Dave. Your dating life is so horrible. Even Taylor Swift is jealous of you.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yes, at least okay. She doesn't have an orange back.
Though. Yeah. That was Battle of the Tinder Dates. We got your phone tap coming up next. Casual Fridays, catered lunches, Monday morning meeting massages, quadruple M.
Where do I apply?
I mean, it sounds amazing.
You guys don't wish we had those things here.
Yes!
Do you?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, I'm tired of your massages, Jeff.
Those things were happening like 5 years ago.
Oh.
So passe to do that stuff.
Is
it? With how quickly technology's advancing right now, companies are trying all sorts of new things to help out their employees. This brand new employee-friendly system that Brooke is about to introduce to a guy on the phone named Brandon.
Oh, fun.
He works in an office building, and he's going to learn all about the RAT system.
Mm-hmm. Ew. Oh,
it's an acronym.
Yeah.
O-R-A-T.
And oh, you'll want it here once you hear what it is.
We're going to want it here?
Because it's awesome. Going to change everything. In your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hello, is this Brandon?
Yes, it's Brandon.
Hi, Brandon. My name is Janelle from HR, and I don't think we've met in person yet.
I don't believe so. I never really had any reason to go to HR.
Oh, okay. Jump into that already. I want to put your mind at ease and tell you that employees here, they're our number one resource, and we couldn't do it without them, without you.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
That's why starting Monday, we're launching a breakthrough program to cultivate workplace transparency called RAT.
Did you say RAT?
Yes, RAT. R-A-T stands for Rate a Team Member. It's basically an internal Yelp so the employees can rate and review each other.
What? Are you serious?
Yes. Rat on a rat, if we have them. hopefully we don't.
So you're going to have a program where employees, coworkers, essentially rate each other?
Mm-hmm.
Am I hearing this right?
You are following along perfectly. Yeah, we're going to find out whose work habits are up to snuff and whether they're easy to work with or not. You know, are they a team player? Things like that.
Well, if I'm being honest, that sounds a little bit invasive.
Depends on if you're well-liked. You know, and if people find value in your work. I'll just give you an example. Jenny in sales. You know her?
Yeah.
Now, we haven't released it yet, so this is between you and me. But a few people in her department gave her 4.5 rats.
I'm sorry. 4.5 rats?
Yes.
As in 4 separate reviews?
No, 4.5 rats. It's a star rating. You know, we call them rats because it goes along with the acronym. Clever.
Oh, yeah. Is that good? Or I don't even know if that's good or bad. Do you have a number system? Yeah.
Well, don't worry. There's comments. Her direct supervisor, Martin, says she's chasing down leads. You know, eating shorter lunches. That's always a positive. Taking less bathroom breaks. So 4.5 rats might be enough to get her a pay increase.
So this is somehow tying into like a pay increase or maybe possibly decrease just because we want to take an extra bathroom break?
You know, Brandon, I don't look at it like that.
Okay, so then how do you look at it?
Well, who knows our employees better than their own coworkers?
Well, you could see how this might be a little concerning for me. I mean, how do I tie into this right now exactly?
Oh, are you asking to see what your rating is? Is that what you want to know? Because
I just want to know if I still have a job. I mean,
let me check. Hold on. Just open up your rat review right here.
That sounds kind of weird. Rat review, like ratting on people.
Did you miss my joke in the beginning of our conversation? It's very funny. Okay. A little slow.
So wait, what? Tell me what it says then.
Well, it's still early, but I mean, maybe you'll get some better ones.
Whoa. Better? I'm sorry. People are complaining about me? Is that what you're telling me?
The person who left this one is named Dominic. Do you know him?
Dominic? Yeah, I know him. Wait, why? He has complained about me? I don't understand.
I'll just read it to you. It says, while cool to party with outside of the workplace, Brandon has missed a few deadlines.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, how can he even say that? Is that even...
He goes on to say it's questionable if Brandon wears deodorant on a daily basis.
What? Are you serious right now? There's no way he wrote that. Come on.
He did. But here's the positive. He did give you 3 rats.
I don't care about three rats. You can't say things like that. Come on,
Brandon, settle down. Calm down. Because
I'm not going to calm down. This is ridiculous.
Well, from his review, it sounded like he was only going to give you one or two rats, but you got three.
Can you stop saying rats? Because the more you say rat, it's just annoying. And I can't believe that no one else is saying anything about this. No one's complained about this.
Now I see what your coworker Eileen meant in her review.
What? What do you mean? She's my friend. What could she say?
First, she gave you two rats.
Two rats? I don't care. The whole rat system is stupid.
She wrote, Brandon's so gullible. If he believes this prank phone call, then I'm going to lower it from two rats to one.
Stop it now with the rat. I said,
what do you have to say about that? How would you respond?
I have nothing to say.
To the prank phone call part. Did you miss that?
Wait, what? Wow.
Yeah, this is actually Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey
in
the morning.
Unbelievable. Oh, you
have
me.
We're doing a phone tap on you. I'm not HR. It's all a joke.
Wait, so who exactly set me up? Was this a team effort? So what?
Nope, you can blame one person. That's your coworker Eileen. She set you up. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to get her for that.
Are you? You're going to give her two rats? Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, I'll give her one.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
It takes a lot to make me embarrassed.
Mm, yeah.
Because when you grow up with a mom who sends every person you date photos from your actual circumcision, you develop a pretty hard shell of emotions.
That makes sense. That checks out.
It's hard to tell between the flap and the real one, but look, there it is.
Yep. Yeah. So,
it's a very straight line.
But, yeah, nice cut. Am I right, honey?
She showed you guys the pictures, too.
Oh, yeah. We've seen it, buddy.
But today, we heard something that got me actually red in the face, because a very awkward and puzzling fact about one of our listeners gets exposed right here on the show.
Oh.
And it made everybody in the room instantly uncomfortable.
Oh, no.
Now, he swears that it's really common for men to have this, but all the women in the room agreed it was an instant dating deal breaker.
Oh, yes.
If this was to happen.
Oh, my God.
Well, call me a woman because I agree.
Yeah, thank you, Jose.
You're going to hear it in your brand new second date update right after this.
Second date update.
You know, we have rules on this show, and people tend to abuse those rules.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't really like the rules, but...
Looking at several individuals in this room specifically.
Uh-oh.
Come on, Jeff. Don't be such a hall monitor.
Yeah, screw the FCC. Whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, we did get an email for a second date update recently from a guy named Blake who says, you really should contact me because even though I technically went on two dates, it should only count as one because they were both super short.
Oh.
Huh, okay. Two quick dates equals one main regular.
Yeah. Right. Sounds like two bad dates if they're that quick to me.
True.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. Blake, why were your dates so short?
I mean, okay, so it's not my fault, I don't think. It's a few different things.
I don't think.
Of course.
I mean, it could be my fault. We just went to two different restaurants, and I researched them, and I went to ones that were, like, the highest rated.
Yeah.
And they really did have, like, super, super good service, but the problem is, and what I don't really want to complain about, you know, but also it just came out too quick.
Oh.
Like, we put our order in, boom, food comes out.
I mean, when you're at a fast food restaurant, that's going to happen,
yeah.
Blake.
No, that's true.
We went to a 5-star pizza place first, and then I just wanted to be casual, you know. But then I ordered the pizza and boom, it was there.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Let's rewind a little bit before we get into the food and the horribly fast service. How could they? What's the name of the girl that you went out with?
Her name's Kate.
Okay.
Okay.
And we always just assume you met her on an app or something.
Yeah, we did. We met her on a dating app.
Okay.
Nice.
And did she stand out for a particular reason?
Her profile was kind of like quirky. Like it seemed like she was funny, you know what I mean? And she was really cute. And it just seemed like we'd have a lot to talk about.
Cool.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So,
sweet.
I mean, it's good that you went on two dates with her if they both went by that quickly. Like, tell us what happened.
So the first one was the pizza place. And then we went to another like kind of American like bar food, soul food type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I ordered mac and cheese. And again, it came out and like literally. And like that's the thing. I feel like I don't like complaining about the food coming out so quick. But both these places, the food came out, and mac and cheese, you don't want to let it get cold and hard. So, you know, we were focused on the food again.
So it's like the one time you want the service to be slow because
right.
you're on a date.
Right.
And then, of course, they're like,
But even if it came out fast, like, you would parlay that into, oh, I want to keep hanging out with you. Let's go get a drink.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I didn't plan beforehand. And also, I don't want to push it, you know? Like, I feel like first dates, you just kind of want to go to one spot to feel each other out, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like a whole, like, let's paint the town red thing. It's-
okay. So how is the feeling of each other out?
How did she feel physically? Yeah.
I don't know yet. No, I mean, I think it went really well. She's really funny. She's cute, like I said.
Nice.
And I mean, the conversation seemed to flow too, which is another thing. It went so fast. Our conversation was just like effortless, you know?
Oh, that's so good. It's like the date can take an hour and you feel like you've talked for so long. It's like, wow, we've covered so many things.
So it really felt like 30 seconds whenever it took 45 minutes.
Yeah. Right. Flies
so
by.
Can I ask, because now you have two dates to compare him to, right? Like, and obviously she went out on a second date. So the first date, full success, right? Was the end of the second date different? Did you get a different vibe than the end of the first date?
I mean, it was a little bit awkward because it felt rushed. I didn't know if it was like time. Should I go in for a kiss yet? So it was kind of more just like a hug and goodbye. But it didn't seem crazy awkward. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if my radar is off, but it seemed like she was into it.
See, this is, you should have just kept ordering food. Yeah. Once it came out too bad, it's like, oh, can I get a sandwich? Now can I get this? That way you're like meal prepping for your whole week and you get more time. You're buying more time.
And then you look like a baller signing a $2,000 check.
Or a competitive eater. Yeah. Like, I don't know that that's a good look.
Like Joey Chestnut over there.
She might not want to get into a long-term relationship with me because my blood pressure is going to be so high.
That too. Okay. Well, I mean, it sounds like the biggest problem for you, what you're saying, is that everything went too quickly. You wanted to slow things down for your dates.
Right. Like I said, it went too quickly. Sometimes you kind of want one of those awkward pauses every once in a while or something funny and cute to happen so you remember it, but it all just went so smooth. Like, it went perfectly.
Too
which is,
smooth.
That's your problem, isn't it? The service is too fast. The conversation is too good.
I don't know, you
guys. There was no traffic.
How did something
you got
go
in
wrong
quick?
In that short of a time? Then?
I mean, I don't know that there's, like, somebody who's going to not call someone back because it was too fast, too good. Look, like, that's not...
This is going to sound weird, but... I can kind of see that because there's nothing memorable that happened. There's nothing for you to be like, oh, that was exciting or that was adventurous. It was just too normal.
Mediocre.
Yeah.
Average.
I mean, if we're able to get Kate on the phone and convince her to do a third date, what's going to be your game plan for that to make sure you don't make the same mistakes?
I was going to say, I was thinking about a baseball game.
Yeah.
But I heard that they have new rules in place to speed up the games or something.
That's true, You'll be in and out an hour and a half now. Dude.
The pitch clock,
That's nice.
Yeah. So y'all try and get me a gift card for the slowest restaurant in town.
Yeah.
Okay.
It also sounds like you talk really fast.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. Okay.
I'm excited, you know?
Yeah.
They sit down, he's like, okay, so hi, how are you? What's your name? How was your day? What do you do for a living?
Nice to meet you. Bye. All
right. But it's charming and fast. That's what it is.
I could see that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to try and slow things down here for just a second. And then when we come back, we'll pick things back up, call Kate for you, and try to convince her to go out on a third date. And hopefully much longer than the first two when we do your second date update next.
Second date update.
Two dinner dates, both at record speed.
I feel like we should play faster music, Jeff.
I'm afraid to do that just because of what will happen to Blake's voice. Because he's a fast talker.
That's true.
One was pizza, one was mac and cheese. And Blake basically told us that he blinked and the food was suddenly there in front of him. Blinked again, the table was bust and the date was over.
It's
great service.
That's why he did two of them, but both times the service was just too quick. And I mean, here's what I think we need to do. We kind of need to game plan as a show before we make this call.
What do you mean?
That we shouldn't say that everything happens so quick when we call Kate. Like, because she might have a different perspective on it. Do you know what I mean?
It's usually not a negative thing, right? Like, if you feel like time passes quickly, it usually means that you had a great experience.
Yeah, but he didn't say that they ever actually talked about that.
Right.
That was just his perception that the wait staff moved too quickly.
Right.
Felt super fast.
So I think we ask her open-ended questions. How do you feel about that, Blake?
Yeah, I want to see what she thought, too. I don't know if I'm just, like, looking at it from a one side, like a single-faceted
That's a good point. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what we never asked you? Are you guys texting or communicating at all?
Not really. Not as much as I'd like to. I mean, I've reached out to her a couple of times and she'll kind of just be polite, but
Okay. You're getting cold from her via messages.
Yeah, so that's why I came to you guys, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's swoop in like the waiters at those restaurants real quick and just get things going. I'm going to dial her number right now.
You're going to have such a hard time not mentioning that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are. The phone better only ring one time, by
okay.
the way.
Okay, well, thanks for having confidence in me. Here we go. Dialing her number right now.
Hello?
Hey, is this Kate?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Kate, what's up? We're Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Hey, Kate.
Hi.
Whole morning show from the radio's here.
You're from the radio? I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
Aww.
We also do a podcast, so that's cool.
Okay.
Didn't help.
I don't know.
We do a segment on our show to help people with their dating lives. It's called Second Date Update.
And you're calling me?
Well, you don't need the help. Someone you went out with needs help.
Right. Mm. You're great at dating. That's what we've heard from one of our
listeners. Thank you.
Yeah, from one of our listeners, Blake, who met up with you not once but twice.
Ooh. Oh, gosh.
Oh. Well, I mean.
Oh, gosh is right.
I think it's a pretty easy question. All we want to know is, like, how'd you feel about Blake?
I mean, he was nice. Probably not the person for me, but he seemed nice. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, did you like not have fun on the dates or?
The dates were okay. A little strange.
Nice and okay.
Wait. What'd you say? A little what?
Strange.
Strange.
No.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We kept talking to Blake and he did not bring up anything strange.
What did you think about the length of the date? Is it Mama Bear, Papa Bear, or Baby Bear?
I told you he couldn't do it.
You already ran out of other questions.
We asked two questions. I told you, Jeff.
Well, I blanked out, so there we go. What'd you think? Mama Bear, Papa Bear, Baby Bear about the length. Too short, too long, just right.
You're asking how long the date was?
Yeah. In your mind, in your experience.
Yeah. Okay.
These are normal questions that radio hosts always ask.
Sometimes. Oh, I mean, man. I love you. I do. It's endearing.
Kate?
The length of the date was a normal length, I think.
Okay. That's actually a great answer.
I mean, you have to tell her why you asked that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, because the reason that I'm asking is when we spoke to Blake, the impression that he got was that the service was really, really good and delivered the food a little bit too quickly for his taste.
Like, he felt like maybe the date was rushed and he couldn't make the connection he wanted to with you.
Like, the service was good, but both times that we ate, because we went to dinner both times, he ate his meal super, super fast.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Oh, you know?
Dude, I could see that when we were talking to him. He has a lot of energy.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine going to dinner with the Cookie Monster, okay? It's 30 seconds. There's crumbs everywhere. And then we're done.
You're like, how is he even picking anything up with those giant hands?
And then he tries to teach you about letters afterwards.
Yeah. Nom, 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 nom. You want cookie.
Remember the macaroni and cheese? When we talked to him, Kate, he mentioned, like, when you get the macaroni and cheese, you got to eat it right away. Because if you don't eat it right away, then it's going to be cold.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. He said that he would gag if the temperature of the cheese was like room temperature.
He gag?
Not really, though. Like, he just meant he didn't like it when it was room temperature.
Was he serious?
No. No, he meant he physically couldn't handle it. Like, he was going to hurl.
Oh, my God.
Like, it was a texture thing?
Weird.
Well, at least he didn't want to puke on your date. That's nice.
Yeah.
Or just dry heave.
How do you feel about that explanation?
I mean, it got worse, to be honest with you. Like,
how?
What?
Really?
Well, it started this really odd conversation about textures that he can and can't handle.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Was it a long
list?
These
people probably.
Yeah.
It just got me thinking. Like, I'm looking at him thinking, okay, let's say we're in a serious relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what would that be like?
Well, I think it's good that you are thinking about down the road a future possible long-term relationship.
I'm not anymore.
Oh, come on. You can get through this. This is just a little speed bump in a possible relationship.
Let's pop you right over that speed bump and connect you to Blake right now because he's on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
I don't think that's that weird. People have textures. People have likes and dislikes.
Hey, Blake, why don't you start with a hi?
Yeah.
Coming in real hot, man.
Hi, I'm sorry. It kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. I mean, I just let people be people, you know? I mean, why is that? We had a great time. I thought the conversations were great. It seemed like we were both kind of into the same stuff just because I eat weird.
Did she hang up?
I don't know. Oh, she's still there. Okay.
No, he was on the phone.
Yeah. Sorry about that. That's how these work.
Okay.
But you can go ahead and talk to Blake about his aversion to certain food textures.
I think it's a normal thing. People have preferences.
Yeah, it's a little, like I said, I'm not trying to be mean. It's just a little high maintenance, but I have to kind of bring up, because it's not just the food thing. It's kind of like the other thing that you said that you can't do.
I don't think we need to talk about that on the radio.
What's that?
Oh, what other thing? Wait a minute.
Blake, you can't leave us in the dark on stuff.
That sounds important.
I just prefer not to have it out in the open.
Is it more embarrassing than you not being able to eat, like, potatoes or something?
I don't think it's embarrassing. I think it's normal.
Okay, then.
It's a more private kind of thing.
Oh, there's a texture that you can't handle?
It is the texture that I can't handle, yeah.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Like the texture of someone's lips? Like, you'll never kiss her?
If it's what I'm thinking that it is, maybe he's right and we shouldn't talk about this on the radio.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
He said he thinks it's normal.
What are you thinking that it is now, Jeffrey? Like, are you thinking something dirty?
Yeah, maybe it's a little dirty.
What?
I think there's a part.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, that's too bad for you.
Yeah. Kate, are we right? Are we in the ballpark?
I'm just going to say, to me, I know he has a texture issue, but intimacy is important, and I don't know how to figure that out.
We're at home plate.
I should have started with that over the pizza thing. Like, why do we waste time talking about pizza the whole time?
Like, you're going to be like, yeah, no wonder she's not calling you back, duh.
I think it's going to be real hard to find a woman to date if you're delivering that type of information on the first date.
Yeah.
Blake.
That was the second date. It was the second date.
Okay. You know, it's like a partnership. You give...
Mm-hmm.
And you...
We know.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So maybe Kate's willing to go without that part a relationship.
I would not recommend that.
Kate, if you are, then we would pay for the third date that you and Blake went on to a place that doesn't serve any cheese whatsoever.
Kate, are you interested still? Because I think everybody here is just uncomfortable.
Yeah, we are.
I mean, you wouldn't want me to live a life like that, would you?
No, I really wouldn't.
You guys are
like, you need to fix something.
What I tell my kids with food is that you have
don't talk about your kids.
You have to try it 10 times.
Don't tell your kids to try it 10 times.
Then you may like it.
Let's call the therapist now before things get out of hand.
Work on some sort of watch list.
Oh, God.
What the heck?
Blake, I am so sorry.
Oh, boy.
But this technically is all your fault, and you do have some work to do on yourself. So good luck, my friend.
I'll do my best. I'll try.
10 times a charm.
Okay. Talk to Brooke's kids about this.
Yeah. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
This is the one time that I didn't want to do a part three and talk more about something after a second date.
I don't ever want to know how it goes for him.
Me either.
Yeah.
But I will say, after we recorded it, Blake did email the show with 5 words.
Oh.
He said, I would if I could.
That is not... Aww. Stop with the excuses.
Brooke, your response?
Maybe you're just not interested in women.
Brooke,
I don't think that's it.
It's not his fault. Did you hear his words? He would if he could.
It's a texture thing.
This man is just as tortured inside as she is.
Oh, that's what it is. I feel really bad for him.
The desire to do something, but the inability physically.
Listen, just wants to
writing down the excuse, I would if I could.
That's a sweet thing to say to someone. Yeah.
That's good. that'll work.
We do all sorts of stories on this show about tech trends and new inventions. Scientists better be working on this. Make a pill for it or something. They need to upgrade Blake.
It's really not a rampant problem. I'm just telling you.
It is a big problem, though, for him. He's going to be single for a long, long time after this airs if they don't do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, you can always hear all of our second date updates on our podcast at Brooke and Jeffrey. Go check it out. Make sure you follow and subscribe.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
So you never miss us.
Texture when you listen is perfect.
Yeah.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
It's like every day I find another reason to love the Washington Potato Commission and Washington potato growers. Because our potato growers are committed to sustainable farming practices to grow spuds for generations to come. You hear that, kids? You got spuds for life. And it means so much that 99% of Washington potato farms are family run. These growers are environmentalists at their core, and they want their crops and fields healthy for their kids and their kids and their kids and their kids. You get it? All those little tater tots out there. Farmers rely on cost-effective, reliable energy like hydropower for harvesting and processing potatoes. Oh, by using GPS trackers while fertilizing and more energy-efficient farming equipment, they're using less diesel and releasing less carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. You can get more info on their sustainable farming practices at potatoes.com.
Win! Brooks! Fox!
We've got a first-time caller on the line, Arthur from Tacoma, who says his wife has played you twice before and lost both times.
Oh, it's so a family
now,
situation
vengeance.
Now.
He's calling in to get the job done. It sounds like you're saying you're smarter than your wife, Arthur. Is that what you mean?
The answer is always no to that one.
Yes, he is a smart guy.
You are a smart man.
That's right, Arthur.
Smart man, loving husband.
What was it like hearing your wife lose on the radio?
I was not a listener at the time. Oh. She converted me over.
Okay.
Oh. Hey, so she's also smart. We like her.
Yeah, we do like her.
Well, maybe she's not smart. She's a good sense of humor.
She's powerful.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, she is.
And when you beat Brooke today, you're definitely not going to hold this over her head for the rest of your marriage. So let's send Brooke out of the studio. And while that happens, you know how the game works. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you can say pass, but you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, good luck. Here you go. Time starts now. Today is World Piano Day. Instead of ivory, what are most piano keys made of now?
Plastic.
What kind of animals were the cartoon characters Pinky and the Brain?
Rats.
Harold Ham Gravy and Olive Oil are characters from what cartoon?
Popeye.
What website was originally known as Auction Web?
Pass.
In what state is the famous zip code 90210 located?
California.
The classical musician Yo-Yo Ma is famous for playing what instrument?
The cello.
Oh.
And culture.
Yeah, you're a fancy man, aren't you, Arthur? Brooke's going to come back in the studio. And it says on my phone screener here that you work as a tech solution specialist. But the most interesting fact about you, not that tech solution specialty isn't interesting, but the most interesting thing about you is that you were in the movie 10 Things I Hate About You.
Whoa.
Yes.
Who were you?
I was an extra down on the field when in the band.
Oh, I remember nice. You. I remember you.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah.
Were you the one that got hit by the golf ball?
No.
Okay, that's a good part of the movie. I went to that high school, by the way.
Oh, where they filmed
it. Yeah, we recorded the song with Heath Ledger in the studio.
Oh, no that's way. Cool. That's pretty cool. So you actually played it. The band was actually playing instruments, like for real.
Yeah, a lot of us did play, but they used some extras with instruments. But a lot of us was in the band that recorded in Seattle.
Okay, what'd you play?
Sax.
Wow. That's what I played in sixth grade, too.
That's probably how we hooked his wife.
What movie has your wife been in?
She has not been in any movie.
It's another thing to hold over her head.
I mean, you sound like a catch, my man.
Yeah. I don't know what you're doing with her, but good for her for snagging you. Let's go over to Brooke.
Yep.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Your time starts now. Today is World Piano Day. Mm-hmm. Instead of ivory, what are most piano keys made of now?
Pass. I don't know.
What kind of animals were the cartoon characters Pinky and the Brain?
Mice.
Harold Ham Gravy and Olive Oil are characters from what cartoon?
Popeye.
What website was originally known as Auction Web?
eBay.
In what state is the famous zip code 90210 located?
California.
Classical musician Yo-Yo Ma is famous for playing what instrument?
The violin.
Got our answers in. We're going to go over to the scoreboard and see just how smart Arthur really is with Jose.
Oh, no. My landlord just texted me. Being too loud.
Bolaños.
Arthur, you did really good. You got 4 correct.
Ooh, Arthur, bringing the fire.
Yeah. That's how you do it, my man.
Very good. And Brooke.
All right, let me take him down.
With the same amount of questions.
Also four.
Okay, I'll take it. It's a tie. I'll take it.
I'm sorry, Arthur. Tie does go to the house on these. Well, let's get the answers real quick. Today, it's World Piano Day. Instead of ivory, most piano keys made of plastic now.
Oh, just plastic. Oh,
that's good.
In the cartoon Pinky and the Brain, they are mice. And Arthur, we couldn't give you rats. It had to specifically be mice.
Yep.
Harold Ham Gravy and Olive Oil are both characters from Popeye. Mm. The website, originally known as Auction Web, is called eBay now. The state that has the zip code 90210 is California. It's the zip code for Beverly Hills.
That's where Jeffrey grew up. In that zip code.
Not true. Classical musician Yo-Yo Ma, famous for playing the cello. Oh.
He's also famous for inventing the Yo Mama joke.
Oh, no. Really?
Oh, yeah. Yo-Yo Mama.
I could see that.
Yo-Yo Mama is so good at classical music.
That she couldn't handle the cello.
Just like Arthur, a man of many, many talents.
Yeah. Now, you're the Yo-Yo Mama of our show, Arthur.
Yes, you are. And even though we can't give you $100, what we can do is just for playing, send you a pair of tickets to see Louis Capaldi April 26th at the WAMU Theater.
Yeah.
Awesome. First, Scotland gave us television, and now Louis Capaldi.
Did they really? Wow.
Seriously, I looked it up, and those are the only two good things to ever come out of Scotland.
No,
so thank you,
it.
Scotland, for your few contributions to this world.
What about the kilt, the bagpipe?
I said good things to come out of Scotland.
Yeah.
All right. Golf? No?
Nah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, golf came out of Scotland, too.
I'm not good at that, though, so still
my,
not yet.
My family ancestry? Got a lot of Scottish people.
Again, so we have Scotland to blame for that. All right. Arthur, thank you much for playing, man. We appreciate
you.
We'll be back to do Brooks Bucks same time tomorrow. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.